computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, final half hour of this week on this Friday, August 9th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Joining us on the line right now was my endorsed candidate. I'm sorry, I can't talk about it in the past tense yet. It's painful. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's on the line. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, still grieving, done crying. Done being mad, done about accusing myself of not doing enough. You know, this is a process. You went through it. I've gone through it numerous times in all my defeats of all the races that I've been involved in. But basically, how are you feeling this morning?
Trucker, thank you for asking. It was tough. You know, I won't say it wasn't, but you know, my obedience was really in doing what I felt called to do, and that was in running. But, you know, a couple of scripture verses that were really ministered to me was that when we labor in the Lord, we do not labor in vain. And that's from 1 Corinthians 15:58. The second verse was really out of Philippians that says, forgetting what lies behind, we press forward to or towards the high calling in Christ Jesus. You know what? We still have to win our state back. We still need to make certain that our state turns red and we stop some of the evil agendas that's going on. So I didn't win this battle, but we still need to win the fight.
Well, I got Tim Roberts, Patriots Relief, Clinton County GOP, and he said they came together and they discussed it, and they said, you know, we honestly feel that maybe this race wasn't the best and highest calling for Sherry O'Donnell, that they believe God has better plans for you, and that you fought the good fight, you were able to get your information out there. But they said there's maybe perhaps a better vehicle or a better way to go to get you into the process. And they said, you know, God has his plans. He has his reasons. But obviously, you know, this wasn't it for you. But a lot of people supported you. And I had one woman. I'm going to go ahead and say her name because she spoke to you. And that is the former New York City police officer, Helen, who summers on Mackinac Island. And after my show on Wednesday, when I announced the results of the campaigns and the vote, she called me at 12:05 crying. I mean, hysterically crying. She was so upset that you lost and Josh Saul lost and Todd Smallenberg and Neil Fritz. I mean, she was hysterical. And I said, Helen, please stop crying. You need to listen to me. And we had a really good conversation. She goes, but I talked to Sherry. You know, she said, I believed in her. She's crying. She got me crying. And it was like, okay, listen, we have to move forward. And I guess that's the bottom line, Sherry. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. And that's what Philippians says, you know, forgetting what lies behind, pressing forward to the high calling in Christ Jesus. Trucker, our battle, our war is not over yet. You know, we lost a battle, but we've not yet lost the war. And we cannot afford to go back into hiding, if you will. We've got to take this by storm still. So, you know, people have said, gosh, we hope you don't drop out. Well, the race is declared, but no, I'm not a voice that's going to be silenced, and we still have to win. We have to beat Alyssa Slotkin. You know, my biggest concern is that Rogers was not going to. Well, now I've got to throw my support behind him to make certain that he does beat Alyssa Slotkin and all the evil agenda. So we've got to press forward with all the more urgency to make certain that Michigan does turn red, because there's so much at cost here, Randy. There's so much at stake here. We've got to fight the fight. You know, definitely we were outspent. We were not outworked by any stretch of the imagination. There's no way. We were simply outspent. But we've got to do it.
It takes money. And I even did some research into that pack that was running those TV ads with Rogers. And I expressed it in the first hour. I'm not going to go down the road, and I'm not going to repeat it. But bottom line, that endorsement was bought and paid for. That's basically what got him elected. He's got a ton of baggage. Alyssa Slotkin's already running the ads, attacking him on Benghazi, attacking him on China, attacking him on him being against abortion and in vitro fertilization. And, I mean, she's going on the attack because the guy has so much baggage. But the bottom line is, she's young. She's a communist socialist supporting Biden's agenda at 99.4% of her votes in Congress supporting Biden's agenda. And the bottom line is, Sherry, she's going to be there for 30, 35, 36 years if she gets elected simply because of her age.
That's exactly right. And it will be another Democrat stronghold. Look at how long Stabenow was in office. So we've got to win this, whether I like it or not, whether I think that Rogers was the right candidate. Obviously, I do not. But I will support that now, because we've got to keep her out of office, that evil agenda. We've got to move forward. And I'm willing to fight as furiously as I did for my own campaign to make certain that that happens.
One of the things that a lot of people felt like Helen, who supported you, they donated, they bought signs, they did everything they possibly could besides just voting. They told their friends about you. What would you like to say to all your supporters that supported you in this primary election?
Now, Trucker, now you're going to see the weepy side of me. I could not
have done this. Stay strong, Sherry.
I could not have done this without their support, without their love, without their efforts, without their work. They did this. They carried us as far as we did. You know, Trucker, we put on 68,000 miles on my car. We turned over 100,000 while I was driving. But it was important. The people engaged. They were my fuel for my engine, so to speak. When I'd speak in an audience and they suddenly felt hope and encouragement, I knew that we were on the right track, and I knew that we could do this. I could not, and my local team here could not have done without the support throughout the state. And yes, I spoke with Helen, but I spoke with so many. There were people that would call and say, oh, I didn't know I was going to speak to you. Yes, I wanted to speak to each one of the constituents, each one of the volunteers, each one of the voters, but they did it. They traveled, some traveled this day with me. Lola would hang our sign over the overpasses and count the cars, 20, 30,000 cars, 100,000 cars that saw our banner. You know, there was Sandra Carolyn that was all over. You know, she'd find an event going and she'd, oh, I'm going to represent you. People putting the yard signs out, people meeting me around the state so I could get yard signs into their hands. Guys, it was because of you, because of us, that we ran a successful campaign. It wasn't successful in the sense of winning, but it was successful in getting our message. It wasn't only my message. It was getting our message out there. So, guys, I love you. I appreciate it. I don't know what God's got next, but you've not heard the end of me.
Well, one of the things I think, and the first question, I got a couple of text messages coming in at the beginning and during this interview with you. Has Mike Rogers' campaign reached out to you at all as far as a unity breakfast or trying to get your endorsement? Have they asked you for any of that?
So I called Mike the night of election. I called him Tuesday night personally. I got his voicemail. He did call me back Wednesday morning and thank me for reaching out. And I told him, I will support that. He's not reached out again. There was a Unity breakfast and a Unity event. So I went to the Unity breakfast in Detroit. He was not there. So that was on Wednesday morning. We left early at 7 o'clock Wednesday, went over to Detroit, Livingston County. And then we were in Grand Rapids that evening because there was another Unity event. So he didn't come to either of them, but he did reach out to me Wednesday morning. And he knows that I am willing to support him in his campaign right now.
How long was the phone conversation, if you mind me asking?
When he did reach out to me? Yeah. A minute.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. And Pastor Chatfield just spoke about it. I talked about it in the first hour. I'm not voting for Mike Rogers. I'm voting against Elisa Slotkin. Is that at least a way that people could rationalize their vote in November, Sherry, just to be able to say, I did not vote for him, I voted against her? Is that a pseudo-intellectual rationalization that we could live with?
Trucker, it has to be. Because we cannot get Slotkin, let Slotkin in office. We can't. So if we don't vote for him right now, because he's the Republican nominee, if we don't vote for him, it is a vote for Slotkin. So swallow hard, hold the nose if you need to, but we need to do that. And it's, you know, the stuff that Sandy Pencer put out about him is absolutely true, but we need to let that pass because we cannot let Alyssa Slotkin in office.
Well, that's the way I look at it. But most importantly, it's making sure that Donald Trump wins Michigan. Because
absolutely,
Michigan is a swing state. It's huge. And if we can get Donald Trump, Sherry, to win Michigan, with J.D. Vance bringing in Pennsylvania and Ohio, these are three main key swing states that are absolutely critical to the Electoral College map. And I think it's something that all of your supporters would totally be on board with to make sure Donald Trump wins the state of Michigan.
And that's what we have to do. Oh, my gosh, if Kamala were to win, oh dear Jesus, help us, take me home now, Lord.
Yeah,
take me home now.
Yeah,
but so
absolutely.
We've got to make certain that Trump wins. We've got to make certain that down ticket wins. If we don't win Senate and Congress, it'll be a stalemate for 4 years. We have to gain control of all three judicial branches: President, Senate, and Congress. We've got to do that if we want to see our country back on at least going in the right direction again. So we cannot afford to lose any one of them, or we will be in a lock grid once again, and President Trump will be held stalemate, and he won't be able to accomplish that he needs to. So we've got to do this. Guys, I just want to tell you, do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Do not become apathetic. We got to fire up the engines all the more, and we've got to make certain that Trump wins and that down ticket he wins so that we will have control in each three branches.
Absolutely. Well, Sherry, we appreciate you stepping up and running. I know all the miles and the nights that you did not get to sleep in your own bed. Your practice suffered as a result of it. Hopefully your patients were able to be seen by others. But bottom line is, you sacrificed a lot. And even not winning, you're saying right here, right now, to all your supporters, you're in it to win it and to support the team. And you want them to do the same thing.
Absolutely, Trucker. You know, I asked myself when I saw that movie, Sound of Freedom, what cost is too great to pay? There is no cost too great to pay to save our great republic. God bless.
God bless you, Sherry. Thank you so much. We'll see you, I'm sure, in future events real soon. God bless you.
And you.
Final segment of today's show. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithin and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. And Tim Roberts texted me after his interview and he apologized. He said, Randy, I just took too long to get the information out. He said, I didn't get to say thank you to your audience. God bless you guys. God bless you for everything you're doing, everything they're doing, everything they did in running in this past election. And he truly is thankful for all of us, this radio family. And he just wanted to say, God bless you guys. And I said, Tim, I'll mention it in the final segment. And again, if you place an order, you go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, or call them. Better yet, call them, pick up the phone, and call this number. 877-230-1776. If you want to text me PR for Patriots Relief, just text me PR. I'll send you the phone number, the website. The promo code, of course, is TR1 or Trucker Randy. Mention Trucker Randy any way, shape, or form. You get 40% off and free shipping. Anything you order right now this weekend until next Friday's show when Tim comes on again, he's going to send you a trial sample of these gummies to help you sleep. This is a new product that he's considering putting on his list of products or may have already, but he wants feedback from us. He'll send us a trial sample. He wants you to try them out and then give him feedback. Let him know if they help you sleep before maybe he carries them full-blown on his website and his inventory. I'm not really sure. We didn't get enough chance to talk about it. But give him a call and you talk to him about it. If you're having problems with pain, stress, sleep, whatever, you need to use these products, folks. And believe me, Vicky and I are thankful to God for these products. The stress that we've been through in this campaign, and by the way, it looks like it's official. The local liberal progressive newspaper, the Antrim Review, located in Bel Air, its editor, owner of the paper, John Tarrant, came out with an editorial hit piece basically again against Vicky, promoting the retiring Cheryl Guy is in fact going to do a writing campaign against Vicky in November. So now we're having to hire an attorney to make sure that she files her affidavit of identity correctly, the spelling of her name correctly, and to see if, in fact, she's going to have a blank oval against Vicky in November where the people can color in the blank oval and then spell her name correctly. If they don't spell her name correctly, we have to challenge those votes via a writing campaign. We're going to have to raise money to pay an attorney to start the legal threat that we're prepared to do, challenging her writing campaign. Why does this woman want to come out of retirement and do a writing campaign against Vicky, who won fair and square 37.5% of the vote in a five-person race? Second place came in second at 23.5%. Vicky got 150% plus more votes than second place. So obviously the people of Antrim County want change, and they want her platform. Her platform was to restore election integrity in Antrim County, get rid of dead people and the people who no longer live in our county off our qualified voter files, lock them down, protect them, help the local township and village clerks do that, and then help them hand count the ballots at the end of the night to make sure the ballot number count matches the tabulator tape. And if they choose to actually do a hand tally and actually count the votes, God bless them. They're independent. Township and village clerks have their own autonomy. And per our election laws, folks, just so you know, they run the elections. The county clerk and the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, do not run our elections. They oversee the elections. The township and the village clerks, city clerks, report their information to the county clerk as a funnel. That funnel takes in the local townships, cities, and village clerks' information. Their tabulator tapes, their drives, their ballots are brought to the county clerk. They are secured and they are locked. And they then are canvassed, which are done on Thursdays. Yesterday, Antrim County could not finish their canvassing with Cheryl Guy, the current clerk. Out of 15 townships and 5 villages, you know how many they got done yesterday? 5 townships. We didn't even have our election results until 8 o'clock the next morning, and we got those from Up North Live, not from the Antrim County website. This incompetent clerk wants to do a writing campaign against Vicky, because Vicky has vowed that we will have the results on the Antrim County website before midnight on each election night. But she's going to do a writing campaign against her. This is the battle we're facing. Evil does not want to give up their power. Well, it's game on. You guys want to fight? You got it. That's it for today's show. That's it for this week. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s Motown and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great, fantastic weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700.